Oasis Audio presents Loving Your Spouse When You Feel Like Walking Away by Gary Chapman. Read for you by Chris Fabry. Dedication. To the many couples who have shared their marital struggles with me and who have given me the extreme joy of seeing them take the road to reality living. Introduction. I was in a Chicago suburb one cold Saturday morning, leading my The Marriage You've Always Wanted seminar, when I first met Maria. Earlier, I had given the audience a summary of my book, One More Try, What to Do When Your Marriage is Falling Apart. I had encouraged audience members to get a copy for any of their friends who were separated. Maria had purchased the book and was holding it in her hands. "Dr. Chapman, when are you going to write a book for me?" she asked. "What do you mean?" "I'm sure this book is good for those who are contemplating divorce," she said. "But what about people like me? My husband and I are not separated. We've been married for 17 years. Neither of us believes in divorce. We have strong religious convictions, but our marriage is miserable. We have some really big problems that we've never been able to resolve. We'll fight about them and then make up, and things will be fine for a few weeks. Then we're back into warfare again. We need help." We went for counseling one time for a few sessions, but it didn't seem to help. We've read some books on marriage, but they just don't seem to deal with our problems. I know there must be other couples like us who really want their marriages to work, but haven't been able to find answers. I found out later that Maria was living with an alcoholic husband who, for that and other reasons, was also irresponsible in his work patterns. Thus, finances had been a problem during their entire marriage. Since my conversation with Maria, I've written several more books, but I have never forgotten her question, "When are you going to write a book for me?" I have had no further contact with her and do not know what has happened in her marriage. But if I could see her again, I would say, "Maria, this one's for you." Yes, for Maria and for thousands of others like her who sincerely want to make their miserable marriages work. Three factors motivated me to write this book. First, large numbers of people like Maria have approached me at my seminars, asking for practical help with what I and they consider to be major barriers to marital unity, the kind of issues that we do not have time to deal with in a weekend seminar, problems that have lingered for years and whose roots run deep, problems that, if they are not solved, can and do destroy many marriages. The second catalyst for writing this book is the memory of my own struggles in the early years of my marriage. I well remember the pain that followed months of trying to do what I thought was right, yet to no avail. I remember the sense of helplessness that overwhelmed me, the recurring thought that I was married to someone with whom I would never have real intimacy. The problems seemed so deep and my resources so shallow that I found it difficult even to pursue another approach. But there were answers, and eventually we found them. Carolyn and I have been married for more than 50 years now and have come to experience an intimacy I never dreamed possible. The pain is a distant memory, but it motivates me to help others who struggle as sincerely as we struggled. The third force that pushed me to write this book is the steady stream of individuals with whom I have worked in the counseling office over the years, people who have had to deal with alcoholism, verbal and physical abuse, the unfaithfulness of a spouse, a controlling personality, or those who have had to deal with a painful past involving child abuse or low self-esteem. Others have been married to workaholics and others to irresponsible mates. One of the rewards of counseling is seeing these kinds of people take responsible steps to deal with genuine problems, to support them in their efforts, and to see the fruit of improved relationships. I am convinced that their successes need a wider audience, and that perhaps